Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
DJ Wagner should have went to Louisville.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
They're not worth more than a minute.
And James Strebel.
But I'm saying if you're going to evaluate next year, you've got to evaluate it from a starting point of four.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
This latest miss on John Calipari is negligence, and it's just unexcusable. So reaction and thoughts to all that, Ethan.
Well, I'm very saddened to hear all that, James. First of all,
I know you're real broken up about it.
Yeah, it's so frustrating. I can tell.
All right, you knuckleheads, welcome into The Take. I'm James Strebel. Andy Sweeney will be along shortly. I've never done that. Normally, Andy's the one that's telling you all that I'll be along shortly, but Andy will be along shortly as he was wrapping up some meetings and things at the studio. I'm at the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios here at the Sweeney Manor. So, yeah, I'm holding down the fort until Andy gets here. Nick Valvano back at the studio hitting the buttons for us today. How you doing, Nicholas?
I'm doing good, man. I just got put this on the mixtape. I got all five of them in my mouth at once. We ended the show with the Big League Chew-off.
And nice.
Yeah, shout out our friends at Big League Chew. We had the founder, Rob Nelson, on. They just sold their billionth pouch, which is wild.
So my kids have bought plenty of those Big League. Yeah, those Big League Chew pouches. They're very popular. You know, kids like to simulate, you know, chewing on tobacco.
Right.
While they're on the baseball field. Except for this time it's bubble gum.
It doesn't give you cancer. It's fantastic.
Yeah. It just rots your teeth and gets kids a sugar rush. But other than that, it's a great product. I'm kidding.
It's fantastic. But we did, you know, you played baseball. Your kids play baseball.
Yeah.
What's their favorite flavor? I'll see if I can save you a pouch or two, but they're going like hotcakes.
Just the regular bubble gum.
Okay, you're an OG guy.
Traditionalist bubble gum. I like the green apple fine, but if I'm going for it, I'm going traditional bubble gum. So there we go. Appreciate that, Nick. So 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. We have a busy show today. We have a weird Wednesday at 4:30. Obviously, we'll continue on with the discussion from David Grush. And if you don't know who he is, just tune in and stick around till then. He's the former Air Force intelligence guy that leaked all the UFO stuff. Well, I have Pat Forty in at 4 p.m. for his weekly Wednesday visit. A lot of stuff going on in the news. When I say that, there's not a ton, but there's some newsworthy and noteworthy items. Kentucky basketball roster fluctuation, still a hot topic. I had a debate via text with Mitchell Handigan today.
Why would you do that?
Well, he actually posed an interesting question. And you know, I think both sides have a legit argument, and so we may save that for later. It has to do with DJ Wagner and Louisville. I found it to be interesting enough to carry on a 15-minute debate with Mitch, so we'll see if we go there.
Nice.
New York City, you can't breathe there right now. That also is in the news. Have you seen that, Nick?
Oh, yeah. I have a buddy who's a pilot, and he flew into Newark.
They're apparently like grounding all flights. Like they're not letting people like come in and come out, right? Because you can't see.
No, and like the cabin smells like smoke, and the photos of Yankee Stadium are like apocalyptic. It looks like something from like a Fallout game or something like that.
Oh, it's nuts. It's crazy. It's all these Canadian wildfires, apparently, is what's causing all this.
Come on.
Yeah, come on, Canada.
Figure it out, Canada.
get your bleep together. So we'll talk about that, more live tour fallout, and we'll see what our guy Andy Sweeney also has in store for us today. But I guess the lead story, again, 437-9680, we are supposed to have a Kentucky basketball commitment today at 12:05, as Jordan Burks is the latest recruit prospect that visited Kentucky and left without a commitment. Now, I don't think this situation is as dire or worrisome or troublesome as some of the, oh, and there he is, Andy Sweeney has entered the building. There we go. How you doing there, Mr. Sweeney? He's getting his stuff off.
What the hell
off.
Are you in my house? Let you in.
Oh, a good 15 minutes or so, 20 minutes, you know.
And Nick took you right into the gum conversation.
Right into bubble gum.
He's like, hey, you know, we wrecked the end of one show by sour apple talk.
Yeah. So
I'm kidding, Nick. By the way.
I've got a mouthful of it
still. I'm not plugged in my headphones. I'm doing it right now, so I'm just shouting into the mic.
Yeah.
We need a listener to bring Nick Valvano lunch.
Oh, really?
Okay. I didn't want to bring that up, but yes, Andy, I'm glad you are, because your boy is full of caffeine and sugar, and choo-choo, the train is going to go off the tracks probably about 4 o'clock, so, which is a whole hour earlier than you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he didn't get any mootsa pie today.
No mootsa pie. Then they're not bringing up, or what happened?
I mean, we have all the animals here. I mean, we've got
everyone's
Kansas
in town.
City,
you're
and
right.
So everyone's putting on for the brass.
So everyone's
milling about. So I mean, we have, you know, I mean, it's a Wednesday. We have John Salzman attacking the pizza.
Right.
You understand? We have Mark Geddes.
Has he ever even had any mootsa pie before?
I don't know if
he's ever been the office when it's delivered.
I don't know if Salzman's had mootsa or not. And so Nick came back there, and I didn't know it was gone, but I saw the interaction. Poor Avery had to be the one, and she was just way too nice about it. It makes me think differently of her now, and we need to tell her this.
A little bit.
She's like, I think it's gone, and she like felt bad for you, like she tries to have this persona. I'm like, make fun of Nick, say you should have been back here, big guy.
I thought Avery like gave no bleeps, like I thought that was like her persona, too bad, and, so sad,
and,
bro.
And she didn't want to break the bad news to Nick.
Wow, see, that is surprising,
because it is funny that Nick missed out.
Oh. The pizza. No, out of everybody. It was Nick. Yeah.
The Italian guy. Yeah, no, the Italian guy. The one who's literally running half
guy.
The shows.
Not,
and the,
not
fact,
the Italian the, guy. The food
the
guy.
The food guy.
Yeah, no.
The guy that does the double pizza sandwich.
Typical. You took it there. Typical. Typical.
Sound like Justin Sofro. Like, I have to squeeze it in here that I'm Italian. I got to let everybody know. Did you know that? Did you know that I'm Italian?
Did you know pepperoni is not really Italian? It's
the interns. That's the... Listen, we need to move on.
Okay.
The conversation around the intern, that's where it's at.
The intern?
Well, I mean, the intern doesn't help Nick out there.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, the intern's got to bring Nick some pizza.
I saw the interns. This is going to be a lesson for them, because I saw – we have seen interns before have to be told. Jack Grossman.
I was about to say, yeah, Jack
is the best.
Yeah.
I mean, we had to tell Jack, hey, man, you know,
you're the intern. Let
Bob and Nick, let Lot grab.
Let Diener go first.
Yeah, let Lot grab his one or two chicken legs, his one or two flats. Okay?
His quarter of a papadilla.
Yeah, let him have his quarter of a papadilla.
and move out of the way.
And then you can have all your heart desires.
I can see
Jackie. Well, no,
little,
we did.
Little Jack Grossman
Jack
at
ran,
the front of the line.
No, yeah. He was at the front of the line with a play in his hand. Dribble, it's not a joke.
I know it's not. I know
it's
you're dead
exactly
serious.
What happened. Hey, say, hey, man,
hey,
why don't you let...
Back up.
This wasn't little Jack Grossman either. This was pre-Vitality. Vitality Fat Jack.
This was Big Jack.
Oh, no, this was Big Jack, yeah.
Big Jack.
So Phil talked to him about it. And
was it Phil?
Phil was like,
oh,
hey,
Phil
Jack,
had to have the talk.
Jack, can you make sure everyone gets, you know, a slice? And so what he would do then is I've worked in the service industry.
He would hang a pizza back. He'd hang a pizza back, wouldn't he?
That, and I've worked in industry 6 years. I've never seen a server serve food quicker than Jack Grossman. He would give everyone two slices in the
That's
whole
a good
studio.
Point.
Just you like, and then
you
and
throw
then
you
roll
a,
out. Yeah,
throw you a slice.
I asked for pepperoni. You get what you get. Move along.
You get what you get.
Move along. I don't like olives. Too bad. Learn to like them. How about pick them off? How about that? You have fingers.
Exactly.
You have fingers. Oh, goodness.
So I
anyway.
Tell my kids, if you don't like it, pick it off the pizza.
You know what? I bet you pick it off the pizza
I don't know.
I bet
100%
you do.
I do not. 100%.
I bet you do.
There may have been a point in their life when they were smaller that I would have done that.
But now they're
but
old.
But now, I mean, they're 9 and 11. They can pick off stuff off pizza. You don't like a pepper? Pick the pepper off. I'm not
pick
wasting
the pepper
this.
Off.
Yeah.
That's the name of the hour. Okay, so 437-9680. Appreciate it. Running behind today. And I didn't want to change it up on Streeble and say come to the studio. So I figured we'd just be sloppy. And that's fine.
Yeah, it's worked out.
That's where we are. So I don't know. I got out of the car when you mentioned something about a New York story.
Yeah, how New York City's like is a blaze. Like you can't breathe. And like they're telling New Yorkers wear those N95 masks.
Oh God,
the Canadian. Yeah, they might cancel if there's sport like Yankees.
Well, Yankees play tonight. They're probably going to postpone it.
Yeah. They're like grounding flights. You can't see. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. It looks like Nick said, an apocalyptic scene in New York City. Like a nuke just went off.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that was the New York story.
Okay. There you go. No, that is crazy.
By the way,
Fur Man saying I offered to bring Nick food and I get swiped. Well, that's up to Nick then.
Oh, I didn't know that, Justin.
Yeah, we didn't know that.
Yeah, we had no idea.
I didn't know he was offering to bring me food. No, all's forgiven. You bring me one of your, trademark Italian BMTs. I'll let you call me a Fugazi Italian. I don't care. That's fine. Whatever.
Yeah, like you care about that again. That's his one put down.
That's a good point.
He keeps going to the same thing. Nick's
back to the well.
Nick's like, that doesn't hurt me anymore.
I know. If I'm Chef Boyardee, I'm Chef Boyardee.
Okay. I'll say something bad about Kenny Payne. There you go.
There you go.
There you go. There you go, Sofro. You will say one thing that we'll delete from the podcast like docket.
12 and 19 won't be good enough. How about that?
How dare you? Okay, so listen, I don't know exactly everything you said, but we have three things we got to hit on.
Yeah.
You have a belief. Who's this? Is it Sybil?
Who is Cyril? Somto Cyril.
That's my guy, Somto Cyril.
Yes.
That what he could have been for Kentucky basketball. So we can get to that.
Yeah.
Number two, I'm sorry. Jordan Burks not committing today is funny.
That's what I was getting ready to hit on before you walked in.
That is funny.
Yeah.
Bleep off if you don't think that's funny. It's funny.
Yeah, 100%.
It is funny that he did not commit today, and he may commit on Monday. He probably will. Kyle Tucker still believes he will. But that wasn't the plan.
No.
The plan was today. Okay.
12:05.
Given that Kentucky has a propensity, this offseason to not land some guys, recently.
Yeah.
It is worth saying, is Jordan Burks going to bleep around on us? Is someone coming in strong? Is another SEC school saying, hey, you ain't got that. We value you more. I mean, Jordan Burks ain't playing next year for Kentucky.
Right.
Jordan Burks ain't getting on the bench next year for Kentucky.
Well,
so that's funny.
Some people, apparently Texas and Notre Dame have just entered the Joey Hart sweepstakes. I swear to God, Texas and Notre Dame have reached out. There's one other Power 5 school, too, that wasn't something to
because
see
Because Kentucky
that.
Did this, and now Joey Hart's going to punk you?
Joey Hart might punk us, too, because he's got three Power 5 schools now hitting him up. And he's supposed to visit tomorrow. I think him and Cyril are both visiting tomorrow.
Okay, so we have that, and then we have, and I'm going to leave this up to Streeble here. I'm just going to say a sentence.
Okay.
Because I did not hear this. I'm assuming you did. Assuming you did. It's an assumption.
Okay.
What did Ryan Lemon say?
Oh, heard this. Yep, I heard this. Okay. The House of Blue erupted. It erupted, Andy. I'm here to tell you there was a whole thread, and people were like, delete this thread. It's the most embarrassing thing ever put on House of Blue, and that's saying something. That was the sentiment. But, yes, Ryan Lemon did say something today that I think is probably the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, no.
I'm serious. I mean, it's
the
dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Now you got me all tantalized.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can wait.
We
have a very open show today.
Other than Pat Forty and Weird Wednesday, everything else is kind of wide open, right?
Yeah, so we have two-thirds of the show.
You can do whatever you want.
Well, yeah, two-thirds of the show is wide open. I don't want to – I mean, we've already done the Nick Needs Food conversation.
Yeah, yep.
Nick has already brought up the sour apple and grape strawberry conversation.
Talk about Jack cutting line and as an intern. Yeah,
Fat Jack.
And we faked Burks talk.
I do have some more on Burks.
All right, I need to stop everything. Give me what Ryan Lemon said.
Okay. All right.
So this is the Nick, I want you to know, while Rummage and Maben are breaking down just how great what a fill-in-the-blank team is.
Or coach or player or whatever. Yeah, they're all great, yeah.
When they're praising my man Trenton Flowers.
Right, who should.
Who we'll get to later on.
Yeah, there's news there.
Know that BBN is on the computer melting down in House of Blue.
Yeah.
That should make all three of you happy.
You and Rummage, you
guys should live with a smile on your face, Nick, even though you haven't had anything to eat in many, many hours, okay?
You're going
to
crash.
Literally, I've had
a carrot stick. That's all I've had today. And for my fat ass to only have that.
Carrot stick?
That's a random thing. If you're going to eat one thing. Very random.
Well, I was leaving room for the GD matzo pie, but
okay. You've carrots at home?
Yes, it's actually
really?
It's actually a healthy breakfast. I take
like
one.
like a full carrot, like that a rabbit eats, or like a baby carrot?
Or like
carrot?
The baby carrots.
No. Like I used to just like crush baby carrots, but now I got like the full big ones, and I don't peel them. I just eat them the way God intended. And sometimes I dip them in peanut butter. It's actually like a healthy, filling breakfast.
You don't peel the skin off the carrot?
I used to, but I got lazy, and then I realized it actually tastes better.
A lot of work.
Isn't it bitter?
Eh, not really.
Like a bitter, like kind of grainy?
A little bit. But, I mean, I'm not like picking it out of the
Nick
ground.
Valvano,
there's
or
like
you
no
Levis,
dirt on
I
mean. It.
I can't think of that. That's terrible. I hate carrots.
No,
that's as bad as it gets.
I like carrots fine, but you got to peel those suckers. I mean, you can't.
What did Lemon say?
Okay, a little bit.
Hang on, Nick. I don't want to get into the carrot discussion.
Okay.
Kentucky Twitter has been in a tizzy.
Yes, and message boards.
Message boards.
Everything's in a tizzy.
Nick, while you guys are talking Sky Clark. This is what's going on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So what's the gist of what happened?
All right. So basically, Ryan Lemon said that he had scuttle, and that it wasn't like definitive. It's just something that he heard in passing. And so, what did he hear? He heard that Marvin Stone's son is a team manager at UK. And that he was a basketball player, like a high school basketball player.
Okay.
Didn't play in college. He's a team manager. And hadn't played, like, legit basketball in 3 years. But he's, like, giving Ugonna Onyinso the business during workouts. Which I think is the most preposterous, ignorant,
I wonder why Cal doesn't.
I wonder why Cal doesn't want to go on that show.
I'm going the other way. I'm going with Lemon on this one. I'm going with Lemon.
I can't do it.
Ugonna's being worked by Marvin Stone's son.
Who doesn't play basketball.
Even though it's prefaced with, it may not be true.
It's just scuttle.
I'm going to go the other way.
You're going Lemon on that one?
I'm going bro Lemon on that one. I'm pivoting against you.
You going to scoop?
Well, I mean, what do you know about Ugonna? He got pushed around last year. Why Cal didn't blame him?
I do know he has an off-season of workouts that he's done.
Do we know that?
I've seen videos of him lifting weights. And so he is.
Have you?
I've seen the before and after picture of when he arrived on campus last year and what he is now. No, he's bulked up. He's much bigger than he was. That's number one. Number two, if he was such a bum that he's getting worked by a student manager, don't you think Cal would have seen that earlier? I mean, he was okay with letting Lance Ware go. He was okay with letting – he didn't throw up a fuss for Lance Ware, Damian Collins, right? He's like, okay, if y'all want to go, go. He fought for Ugonna Onyinso to stay. Like, it bothered him that he was going to – so that would make 0% sense. If he was so bad that Marvin Stone's son, who hadn't played basketball in 3 years, is that
maybe
dominant?
Maybe he is. I don't know. I mean, do you know he's?
Andy, he's not.
He could be.
No, he's not. I'm here to tell you right now, he's not. Like, he's not.
Wait, Marvin Stone's dad, son, might be a beast.
If he's a beast, he'd be playing college basketball.
What's his name? Is it Marvin
Stone Jr.? I have no idea what his name is. I don't know. He just said it was Marvin Stone's son is a manager, and part of he's like one of the reasons why the Kentucky manager basketball team was good, but he doesn't play organized basketball. Other than that, he didn't go to college. If he was such a beast, don't you think he'd be at college somewhere? Don't you think he would have been recruited out of high school? Like, we would have heard his name?
Maybe he had an injury.
I mean, it's Marvin. I mean, he would have been a recruit that we would have known about. He's Marvin Stone's kid.
I'm pro Marvin Stone's kid over you.
I hope he's
right
good,
now.
But it's not the fact.
What a delightful story.
Plus, Lemon was like, "It's good news for us because he could add some depth." I'm like, "Add some depth."
You guys are doing Louisville fan things. I've seen it.
It's terrible.
I've seen it. It's terrible.
It's the worst conversation.
He's not a three-star, Nick. He looks more like a four-star.
I'm not doing that.
Jordan Burks is not going to commit to you guys on Monday. That's all I need right now.
And he's going to commit on Monday.
Probably.
I know what you're saying. It was a shock that he didn't commit today.
Tell me that wasn't funny.
No, it was. I was nervous. I wasn't nervous, but I was like, this is another disaster in a season full of disasters where you get turned down by a three-star. Yeah, a season full of disasters. It would have been a disaster because a three-star tells you no.
It is out there in the universe that you might get turned down by a three-star. You have to at least admit that.
No, I admit that, but it's not going to happen.
I agree.
It's
in the universe.
When that news hit, Andy, then I did get, like, upset about it. But then when people came out, he just did a podcast like today
saying the paper route podcast.
Yeah, Kentucky's his dream school. Well, he wants to play for Calipari.
He was going to App State basketball.
Well, exactly. It would be my dream
school,
too. He's
going to Drexel.
Yeah. I
mean, have you seen these offers?
Oh, no, I know. I'm under no illusion.
You got to hear these offers.
I'm not playing like Jordan Burks is good. That's not my stance on it. My stance would be
Eastern Michigan, little DePaul, little Tulsa.
Yeah, I'm not
going to play. I desperately need Radford to be on that list.
Oh, man.
I desperately need Radford.
App State's on the list.
It does sound like Satterfield.
It does sound like a Satterfield.
If I gave
recruit.
You App State, Eastern Michigan, Tulsa, those three, you'd be like, that's Satterfield.
Yeah.
Or
it's Mark Stoops' non-conference schedule.
What are the
others? It could also be.
Well done. Too good.
You know what?
App State might be too good.
Trade out App State with somebody else. Yeah. They actually beat good teams. like once a year you can count on App State upsetting somebody in the Power 5 and in the top 25. No, that's 100% true. But, no, I'm not sitting here trying to pretend that Jordan Burks is something he's not. I'll leave that for other gas bags to do. If they want to act like he's the second coming of Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, you know, that's their take. That's not my take on him. I was just of the belief that it would have been embarrassing in a season of – well, season and off-season full of embarrassments that you get a three-star turn you down. It would have been terrible. It would have been absolutely terrible. You know, you can handle a little bit of like Hunter Dickinson turning you down, or you can handle Keyshawn Johnson turning you down for Arizona. But if a dude turns you down for I don't know what, I don't know who's in the Jordan Burks sweepstakes. Unlike Joey Hart, I haven't heard any other names in the Jordan Burks sweepstakes. To me, Kentucky's it. He's like his one ticket to Power 5.
Oh, I don't think so.
It might not be the case.
Mean with Burks?
With Burks, yes.
No, I mean, Burks was committed to Ole Miss.
No, he was. Yeah, he was. But there hasn't been a lot of scuttle of people reaching out to him the way that Joey Hart that like popped up today.
There you go.
So yeah, so that's the and apparently Joey Hart when he does like visit, like that's when Cal will offer him. That's the scoop. I know.
What crappy scoop.
It's terrible scoop. I'm not
what crappiness. That's where we are.
That's where Kentucky basketball is right now.
I don't want to know any of you. I don't want any of the Kentucky. None of the scoop is fun or interesting.
No, it's not. It's just
the worst scoop you could have.
It really is. I'm trying to find the other teams.
Like last year, I had to do Devin Ree and Fabio Basile, and that was bad enough.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Indiana, Texas, Notre Dame, and others are making offers to Joey Hart. He just visited Indiana.
Well, now I'm not supposed to make fun of Kentucky over this, but I'm still going to.
Yeah, well, those are legit.
Okay, no, I know, they're legit places.
I'm not saying he's good.
But now I'm too entrenched with.
You have to be
with love with yeah with it yeah. being funny that it's still going to be funny.
Yeah, it still is.
It's still going to be funny.
Joey Hart's still funny. And by the way, I mean he's got some big arms.
Bigger than Cutter Bowley?
Bigger than Cutter Bowley's arms. They are. Yeah. I look at him without his, you know, with his basketball jersey on. He's got some sculpted arms. I was shocked.
Nick Valvano at age, and you at age, like, very, very young, had arms bigger than Cutter Bowley's.
Yeah, my arms were, like, that 100%. Big when I was, like 12 years old.
Oh, way before that.
Maybe 10. No. Maybe 10.
No.
I was always big.
I think I could wrestle him. I think I could take him.
You got a wrestler?
Who, Cutter Bowley?
Yeah.
Oh, you could take Cutter Bowley.
Should have been in the ESPN corporate games. Nick Rassel's Cutter Bowley.
Cutter Bowley.
Vince Barrow would have been the referee.
Oh, shady officiating.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Shocker.
Someone comes with a chair, hits Nick. You know.
Shocker.
It's over.
Texas says, way to bash the young man, Strebel. Stay classy, UK fans.
I'm not bashing. I'm just telling you what I think about him. I'm not saying he stinks. I'm just like, it's not the caliber of recruit that Kentucky's used to getting.
Texter says, enough of Nick for the day. My God.
Hey, that's okay with
he
Nick.
He probably feels the same way.
Yeah, Nick's like, probably like, Nick's like enough of everybody else for the day.
No,
like,
Indian and Strebel do not need me. No, that's fine. I'm just here hitting buttons. One last thing before I leave.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Brass are in town. And I've been sitting at this thing, and I'm full of gum and coffee, and I just ripped the loudest fart. I mean, I'm talking like
door
symphony.
Open.
No.
I mean, it had a crescendo. Ooh. It was like Beethoven's Fifth. And I
it's
thought
like
the door.
Step Brothers.
Yeah.
CEO opens the door. See you, Nick.
Yeah, I thought it was closed.
No.
It was not. I basically just crop dusted half of Kansas City.
Oh, no.
You.
Nick.
So much for that race.
It's all carrots and gum and focus. Coffee. Man.
Exactly. I do think it was
it's Jack Harlow's fault.
Yeah, I believe
it's Harlow's fault.
I blame Jack Harlow.
Damn you, Vinny Good Times.
Why did you do this?
Man.
I hope they heard you.
Yeah, they probably did. It was the loudest you've ever heard.
You should text one of the guys.
Yeah,
it
hey, was a did rough you hear
one.
Something?
Oh, it's luckily, right. You're basically sitting in the middle. You're like the mothership.
Oh, yeah.
You're like the alien mothership where everyone docks on your radio teat.
radio
okay. You're in the middle. You're in the epicenter.
You are, yeah.
Where sales can hear it all the way back to Avery Dill.
Oh, Mark Innes, he's got his headphones on.
And
what was that?
Mengus hears it. He's telling Spencer to tell you to keep it down.
Tell them over there to keep it down.
Tell them over there.
I'm trying to talk Brady Allen.
Nothing can be that important. Jordan Burks didn't even commit today.
They got to move on for something else.
Texas says Nick had every opportunity to keep that to himself, but he's addicted. Yes.
Yeah, he wanted everyone to know.
Yeah, he's addicted to his brand.
I wanted to bid everyone adieu with that final gem. So, yeah, and now I'm going to quietly sit back here. Luckily, it was a clean fart. Like you said, focus and carrots. So it could have smelled worse.
A lot of other things.
Have a great show, guys.
Texas says baby Gronk's arms are bigger than Cutter Bowley's.
So the tide's turning on baby Gronk. Like now no one likes him. Now everybody, you were ahead of the curve here.
Blank did this morning. He's like, I just think it's fun. It's fun.
Blank thinks it's fun of all people? It was because Louisville was involved. That's the only reason why. If it was just like Kentucky and like Arkansas and Texas, oh, this is stupid. This is Louisville's involved. That's kind of cute. I kind of like it. It's not a. Did he and Jeff Brohm have a conversation? Did he give him like a fun commitment paper, letter of intent, just for fun? You know, it's cute.
It's cute. Yeah, I don't like it.
It's because it's Louisville. Like that's it. The only reason why. The only reason why he thinks that's cute.
Texas says, I doubt Texas is actually going after him.
I'm just telling you what Kyle Tucker said.
It smells like Kentucky trying to prop the kid up.
He visited Indiana. That did happen. Yeah. Like, he did visit Indiana. And, again, this is from Kyle Tucker. I'm not saying that he's 100% right all the time, but it's not like it's
me putting that out there. You guys are going to cool
on Joey Hart.
On Joey Hart.
They're going to cool on Jordan Burks. They said thanks, but no thanks to Jordan Burks.
Texter, Nick crop dusted Kansas City.
They're like, well, I think we're going to close up shop here, guys.
What a cruddy farewell.
We're going to concentrate on Kansas City radio.
Now they have to go to the airport and apparently wait in line.
For 30 minutes.
For longer than that.
You're right. No.
The Louisville airport's like, yeah, get there 2 hours before.
And then still
all right.
Wait.
Yeah. All right.
2 hours before and still wait in line. How about that?
If you're waiting that long, you need a Cinnabon. Sorry. I had to chime
You're
in
not wrong.
That. No, you
yeah,
need something.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, you need something for your time.
Enz texted us, and he's right. Blank got a DM from Baby Gronk after he retweeted him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
He bragged about baby.
Wow,
Gronk.
He got a DM. If I got a DM from, if I liked the story instead of despising the story,
yeah,
then I would absolutely talk about it on the air. That, hey, you know, I retweeted baby Gronk and he gave me a little
DM.
Little what's up in the DMs.
So was it baby Gronk DMing,
well,
or was it baby Gronk's father DMing? Both are weird. Both are extremely weird.
One's a little bit weirder
than the
other. One's a
little bit weirder than the other, 100%.
One is a little bit...
Yes, but both a little strange.
So if you're asking, did Blankenbaker have a conversation perhaps with a 10-year-old?
Yeah.
He's
DMs.
The answer might not be yes.
Yeah.
But it might not be no.
Right. We may never know the truth. We may never know the truth. I don't want to know the truth.
You know, I was DMing with baby Gronk.
The conversation just awkwardly stops. Everything's just really quiet.
Nick, we need you on the mic. Does baby Gronk sound like what Gronkowski calls it?
Oh.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah, it's got to be.
The question is,
it has to be.
The question is, does he spike it?
More complaining and arguing next. It's The Take on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Are you looking for a new job? We want to help. Let ESPN Louisville connect you with companies who are hiring right now. Go to the Contact Us page at ESPNLouisville.com and search the Job Connections tab. Great companies in Louisville need you and are offering strong compensation and benefit packages. The ESPN Louisville Job Connections program will help connect you with your next job or next career. Go to the Contact Us page at ESPNLouisville.com and search the Job Connections tab.
Sweezy, the Monday morning
moron. Oh, he's going to be so sad that he isn't.
And James Strebel.
But we could make him the moron any morning, so we'll pass on that, okay?
Sorry, Eddie.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, back in the Liquor Barn Studios. Reminder, a couple different things happening tonight on this Wednesday. Reds and Dodgers, 6:40 right here. Little LSL on 93.9, NBA Finals Game 3. Who does James Strebel have for the NBA Finals Game 3?
I'll go
Who's
with...
in the NBA Finals?
Oh, the Nuggets and the Heat.
There
and,
you go.
They're tied 1-1. Nuggets dropped one at home to the Heat, so I'm going to say the Nuggets bounce back and they win Game 3. 2-1 Nuggets.
2-1 Nuggets.
Yeah, that's my official prediction. It means nothing.
Texter says 437-9680. Did Blank ask Baby Gronk if he had heard of the 502 Circle?
I hope he did. I hope he asked Baby Gronk if that was the case.
Now, Blank was DM'd before the retweet.
Yes, Baby Gronk basically asked him to retweet
it. Yeah, so I don't believe that was Baby Gronk. I believe that was...
His dad
something with that. That's what I believe.
This whole thing is bothering me more and more each day. And then this dad is
but still, if you're Blank,
selling a brand.
You got to delete that and get out of that conversation.
Exactly. You don't
dump
retweet
that
it.
Conversation.
Say, no, thank you, Baby Gronk Dad, whatever your name is. I'm not doing your dirty work for free and retweeting you just to get you clicks. No, not happening. I wouldn't do it.
No.
There's no chance. No, the whole thing creeps me out. It's all weird. Baby Gronk's weird.
It is. Although at one time you did think an uncle ran an IG Models account.
Oh, just took the photos.
Which is funny as well. Yeah, they took the photos.
Yeah, no, it is funny. No, it 100% is funny. Well, you
okay,
know,
that's Dreeble's greatest take,
yeah.
Nick. It really is. His greatest take is, hey, doesn't just like an uncle or something take all these scandalous photos, you know?
Yeah.
Doesn't that just happen? An uncle, yes.
You know, when she's starting up in the Instagram world and she wants to, you know, hire some cheap photography or cheap PR, you say, hey. You know, family friend.
Yes, again.
Before you get, you know, you pay some heavy PR.
Oh, some lock car PR.
Some lock car PR. Zion Williamson needs some lock car PR.
What happened to Zion now?
Oh, my gosh.
What's happened to Zion?
Okay,
can you help me here?
Yeah. All right. So there's a – all right. I got to read her name because I don't want to. So there's a Twitter account. Her name is Mariah Mills.
Okay, so for people that don't know, he is Zion Williamson.
Yes.
Has a girlfriend, maybe fiance, or they married. I think they might be married. It's either fiance or married. And he is having a child, a baby girl.
Yes.
With this lady. So, she's actually older than him. He's, what, 22?
Yeah, he's
she's
young.
She's 30.
Yeah, he's like 22, 23, something like that. So he was having, as NBA players do, and you know, not just NBA players, but professional sports athletes do in general, he was having an affair with an OnlyFans star.
Okay.
And her name's, like I said, Mariah Mills, and she basically put all of their personal business on Twitter because he was telling her that he's
going to... Okay, settle down. I'm seeing it now.
Yeah.
I don't think you can say any
of these words. No, I'm not going to say any of the words. I'm just going to... The story is that he was telling her that he was going to leave whoever he's with and move Mills to New Orleans, and she was going to be his one and only, and then she just found out that Zion Williamson is going to be a dad. So she's blowing up his space and releasing all the dirty laundry.
She's putting videos up.
And there's texts. She's putting texts up between her and Zion Williamson. She's describing their dalliances in detail. So, yeah, none of this is good for Zion Williamson. None of it's surprising, but none of it's good
either.
Well,
you like this.
I don't like it.
You have to be, right? I mean, you hate Zion.
No, I hate the way the media propped up Zion. I don't hate him personally. I just I don't like the way that the media treated him like he was the greatest thing in history. And then he's been a bust in the NBA and nobody wants to talk about it. He never plays basketball. He's just stealing money from the Pelicans, which is what he's doing.
God forbid he do that.
Yeah.
Why are you worried about the Pelicans?
I'm not worried about the Pelicans.
I'm not worried about the Pelicans.
I'm just saying what Zion Williamson is doing, and nobody talks about it.
Everyone talks about it. He's called a bust.
Everyone calls him a bust. But it's not. It does not equal the hype that was Zion Williamson. It's just like, oh, he stinks. Well, what happened?
I don't know. I was just looking at sound in the Dropbox. That's Louie.
Whoa. How about that? Did Sherry hear that sound?
I don't know.
I hope not, too. She might be like, damn, what are you and Louie doing? What's going on?
So huge.
See, Furman's been to work today. He's been listening.
There's a sound in here. I don't think it's funny. Nick, you'll like this. The title of it's funny, though. Issel, these gals back it up.
Yeah.
The name of that has to be funnier than the actual sound itself.
Absolutely.
Right?
I thought that was a Larry Vaught tweet at first. These gals back it up.
I'm sorry. I went to go pee. What did I miss? I put Chase on the board. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Poor Chase the Face.
He said, hear this nonsense. He had to hear the Zion Williamson saga. He's probably like, oh.
By the way, Chase the Face, he's the Bellarmine guy, right? Like,
yeah.
He just needs this to officially be graduated. So I don't know if he's, like, I don't know if he walked in
That's
May.
A great question.
Yeah, if he's got to wait, and this is the last thing he has to do. If we're the dance class to Matt Leinart at USC,
right? You did walk.
You did.
I did. Yeah, they let me walk. Okay. Thankfully.
Yeah, I was about to say, if not, that's a rough one.
So how many credits is this worth? Like 3 credit hours? What is this worth?
Yeah, it's 3, and then I have to write a couple papers for this class that I'm taking.
You gotta write a paper over this?
Already graduated. No, man, he walked. Not Bellarmine. He played you, bro.
You had your diploma?
Listen, go get Scotty D and tell him he got played.
Right.
I don't have
Davenport,
diploma.
I don't know what to tell you.
Sorry, Doug.
He's out. My man is done.
He had the cap. He had the gown. He shook the president's hand.
Yeah, you didn't
he's
have
out of
to
here.
You didn't have to do that. He shook the hand.
Yeah.
He's out of there.
He's good. He didn't have to do
this. My man's good to go.
I can't.
He ain't writing a paper. The last thing he's doing is writing a paper.
Yeah, no, there's no
way. How long is the paper?
The first one's 2 pages. I think the second one's around that. too. It's really not that bad.
That's easy.
You don't have to have like cited sources or anything on that.
You can BS that easily.
It's like more like a journal.
It's like what did you learn? What kind of skills did you use type of thing?
And then,
then he brings this up.
Lying.
They told me this guy named
You know what the number one thing you learned was?
What?
Not to rip a fart in front of bosses. That's what you learned.
You're welcome, Chase.
Yeah, that's what you learned.
It's a valuable lesson.
There you go, Scotty D.
You should mention Nick Valvano in your paper.
U of L students are starting to reach out more to us.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and I think the word's gotten around again that we're in an easier internship than.
Oh, then, some these other places. Yeah. That's like, oh, we could go to ESPN 680.
Yeah.
And I could sit in the booth and maybe do a few things, but I don't really
I'd like
too
a
much.
U of L cheerleader, and I go, are you sure?
Are you sure this is what you want to do?
Like, again, you understand
the grossness.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. You understand. That's it. Do you understand ... And she doesn't understand. Because why would a college girl understand?
No, not absolutely about anything about a radio
station. About sports talk radio.
Exactly.
Why would she care?
No, she wouldn't care. She'd be like, whatever.
Are you okay
credits.
With potentially getting
up.
Pink eye?
What am I doing again? Just want to make some coffee.
That's
man.
Oddly specific.
Of all the things.
I love how you pivoted to the intern getting you coffee.
Yeah.
That's the best part of that.
I've never had an intern get me coffee.
Nick immediately goes too far with the pink eye, which is funny.
Yeah.
And then you thunder in with, no, I'll just have her go get me coffee. Go get me coffee.
I've never had an intern get me coffee.
Well, you've never had an intern.
I've never had it. You're right. I've never had an intern.
Will
so maybe
Chase, have I ever asked you to get me coffee? Wait, no, I didn't.
No.
You asked me to get you a Coke, but I got one for myself, we're good.
Yeah.
But you did ask me to go get something for you.
Yeah.
Well, that's not bad.
The only person I've ever heard ask, nay, demand, was Spencer Keatsman to get somebody.
Well, of course. Yes, he's very important. Yeah.
Of course.
He is Spencer Keatsman.
Of course.
You get me coffee.
You had to rub his feet before he took his mid-afternoon nap.
Give him a massage.
And then you had to wake him up so he could do his MAGA tweet, and then he went back to sleep. You had to wake him up again so he could do his Rage Against the Machine tweet.
Yeah. That odd pairing, MAGA and Rage Against the Machine.
Thank you, Captain Subtle. Thank you. I wanted to play this. What a lead here. I have Dave Bardo sound, but it's on my other computer, so I got to apologize.
All right.
To the turn your mic off, Nick. Sorry,
whoever's
back there. 437-9680. What is the latest scuttle on your boy Antonio Reeves?
All right, so the latest scuttle on Antonio Reeves is that things now have swung back to the positive end of things, in that basically they're getting he's getting a deal worked out,
okay,
a much better deal, he should be happy, and now the expectation is that Antonio Reeves will be a part of the roster.
Okay, so
we'll see if that. Well, this is like the third or fourth time.
Okay, so
this is switched.
Yeah, I want to put words in your mouth, but you know, I look at it and I think what you were telling me earlier today is, you know, if they get Antonio Reeves back and you know they get my man Cyril.
Yeah, Cyril. Okay? Taco Cyril, yeah.
And they get my man Cyril in. They get him. Let's say he commits, whether he's a 4-star, 5-star, whether he's good, bad, whatever, okay?
Right.
And let's say they, you know, would have got him. It's like one of those things that all Cal needed to do was land, like, Keyshawn Johnson. Like, that's all
100%.
He had to do.
Yes.
If he landed Keyshawn Johnson and you got Antonio Reeves back and you got a – listen – if it's a 5-star with upside, Strebel, you know what I think.
I know.
I don't think he'll play. I think he'll leave.
Understand.
I think he'll be a nothing. And I mean that at Kentucky. We've seen this play out a couple times.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be consistent. That's what I am expecting from this kid. Regardless, if I just gave you that, which I think would be rather bare minimum at the beginning of this entire offseason, you know, we especially once we got into the offseason and you missed out on Hunter Dickinson, it started to feel like Oscar was gone, and then it became a – I mean, we talked a few months ago about Livingston coming back, and that obviously, you know, that morphed sooner rather than later.
Rather into, quickly.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if he gets Keyshawn Johnson.
Yeah, that changes, then changes
you,
the conversation.
Then you absolutely are viewing this offseason not an A – because he would have missed out on Hunter Dickinson. Not an A because Oscar's gone, because Livingston and some of the stuff with Clutch is real. None of that, okay?
Right.
But it would have been a B plus.
B plus.
It would have been a B plus. You got a really solid guy just played in the national title game that doesn't need to score, that can defend on the wing. You would have been happy on that. Another five star. If he develops, great. If not, it wouldn't have not have been the end of the world.
Right.
And then Antonio Reeves comes back.
That's your second leading scorer back on the team.
There's not so much drama, so much very open, in front of your face drama. If that happens, you're not thinking it's an A, but it's a B+.
It's not what this is.
But that did not
now.
Happen.
No,
it did not happen.
And that's the problem. It's like it could still be salvageable if you get Reeves. And you get Cyril, and I'm not counting Joey Hart or Jordan Burks into this. That was terrible. Jordan Burks into this. But if you get one of these surprise grad transfers pop up, or if they make a late charge at Kaluma, which again I don't think that's going to happen. But if you land somebody of consequence and you add Reeves and Cyril to it, then it's salvageable. Then because you talked about this yesterday, like when John Calipari realized when the water was rising and when he was in trouble,
right?
And part of me doesn't think it had to be like this. And the addition of names like Joey Hart and Jordan Burks, I think threw more fuel to the fire. Like I don't know if it would have been better to not have any names at all than have those two names. Specifically, the Joey Hart one is the one that's being sold now by Kyle Tucker and others. Like, oh, actually, he's actually good. He's like, look at this Texas, look at this Notre Dame. He was at Indiana. Like, I think there's a heavy sell job on him. But I think a lot of this could have been avoided, and then Cyril would have been the magic trick. He would have been the magic trick at the end of the cycle, or at least at the end of the period, where like, oh my gosh, where'd this guy come from? Kind of like a Uganda on Yenso deal, mm-hmm. You know, where it's like, oh man, Cal just banked another
just,
big,
just added
just
another,
add another
you
big,
know,
another five star, whatever it is. And this guy's got good offers too. I mean, this guy's got offers from Kansas, he's got offers from Tennessee, he's got offer from Indiana. I mean, he's got like legit Power 5 offers, and that's what like disappoints me about it, because like it should have been a bigger deal than it's going to be, in my view. It was mishandled, and it was just,
well, they just also whiffed.
They completely whiffed. Yeah, absolutely. The whiffing made it hurt worse, but the Cyril should have been the cherry on the sundae. He should have been the cherry on the sundae.
And now he's not moving the needle at all.
Exactly.
Like, I don't
care.
Not.
He's, yeah, and that's why I
it's fine, but I don't think he plays.
It's different with him because they don't have any bigs. Andy, like last year, you had Oscar, Uganda, Lance Ware, Damian Collins, Jacob Toppin. You had five bigs on the team. Right now, you've got Lance, not even him. You've got Aaron Bradshaw. You've got Uganda. Those are your two bigs. So I think if he shows up and he sticks around and Cal doesn't add anybody else, I think we'll have to see him play at some point.
Texas says Rig is still bent that Zion carved up the Cats.
That's not why I'm bent. There's been plenty of players that have, quote, carved up the Cats that I'm not, quote, bent over. No, it was the knee bending and adulation of Zion Williamson that got me bent. It was terrible. It was, and you agree with me. Louisville fans agree with me too. You were sick of Zion by the end of that season. This isn't just a Strebel thing. Y'all were sick of his ass too.
Oh, and they, well, both teams here, I mean, Kentucky got blown out and embarrassed, and then Louisville had the huge lead and gave it up.
You got their out.
Both of them had just terrible, terrible losses.
Yeah, to Zion Williamson. So these
literally
like, it changed
Louisville's season forevermore.
It did.
And it just embarrassed Kentucky in the entire Kentucky versus Duke recruiting classes. I mean, Tyler Hero looked, I was like, oh my God.
He looked so bad at the beginning of the season last
year. I was like, oh my God.
I know. He came in, and I was like, this dude's terrible.
He's so huge.
No, he's not,
he's
Louis.
So huge.
He's not.
He's so huge. He's so huge.
Baxter says, did you guys see Shaq went on a date with Brittany Renner? We'll get to it.
He did?
We'll get to it.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I don't. Whoa, wow.
Yeah, we'll get to
Shaq.
It.
Shaq?
We got lots of time.
Okay.
4-3-7-9-6.
Shaq should know better.
Should he?
Yes.
Should he?
He's in his 50s. He's been how long has he been a celebrity?
Yeah, she's in her what, like lower 30s?
Yeah, I get it, but I was like, he probably
do
has.
Do you get it?
At some point,
are you
women?
Are you sure you get it?
Yeah, I do, because
she's an attractive younger woman, and he's Shaq?
Yeah, she's like drug people under the bus and throw people under the bus, and there's other attractive 30-year-old women that would love to date you because you're Shaq? Yeah, he's stupid.
But does he have like enough
celebrity?
There's
plenty of beautiful women.
He's got like enough celebrity
temptation.
Clout to fight it off.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, you can't just be a random woman hanging out with Shaq. You got to have clout. Exactly.
She has the opposite of clout. She's the clout stealer.
Clout. Yeah, but
she ruined clout.
She ruined who? Jared Vanderbilt? Was that it? Who is
no,
it?
No, PJ Washington.
PJ Washington.
Other
sorry,
guy,
yeah.
Like she goes on podcasts and talks about plenty of other dudes.
Right, but
PJ Washington.
PJ Washington isn't Shaq, though. I mean, like, she could literally say,
Washington.
Like, the worst things ever about Shaq. He'll just be like, well, I got my.
It's the big leagues.
Yeah, like, he's
no, Shaq.
This is Ellie De La Cruz.
You think Shaq wants to go on Inside the NBA with Charles Barkley and talk about Brittany Renner?
Well, he's about to.
He's about. Well, that's his fault. He's stupid.
No, it is.
It's his fault.
Shaq's got enough
like
hit
Shaq.
Points.
I love Shaq.
He's like a mega boss.
Shaq.
He's got enough hit points.
He's not.
Like,
he's got
enough HP. Okay. He can survive that succubus.
Okay.
4-3-7-9-6-80. If you need anything in the line of HVAC, that AC doesn't sound right, something is wrong, you're not going to make it through the hot summer months upcoming, trust who we trust around here on the take. It's BJ Heating and Cooling. It's a family-owned business since 1984, and if you have a problem, give them a call right now, 812-283-7221. Find them online, bjheatcool.com. They're on call 24/7, 365 for all those emergencies, upfront pricing. They'll tell you what you need, whether it be for your home or business. They'll take care of you today. BJHeatCool.com. Plus, right now, BJ Heating and Cooling, your local factory authorized Bryant dealer. If you have a room that's difficult to heat up or cool down, both Bryant mini splits, a quiet and efficient way, avoid the installation of that bulky ductwork, save yourself some money, and cool down those rooms in the hot summer months. 812-283-7221, online, bjheatcool.com.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition, and I didn't believe it. You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
come on, muscle through it.
But then also say,
hey, you should probably see my specialist.
Or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start, before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.